Okay, it's Friday, June 19th, 2020, 5:07 a.m. I got up later today than I usually do, and so that was around 4 o'clock or so, and so I've been inspecting these panels. I sanded them after the first gluing. And seems to be doing okay. Let me get this all together here. Hold on. Okay, I'm all entangled here. Yeah, so there was on the big panel, when I was looking at it earlier, there was a problem with one of the corners. And the veneer had lifted up. And sure enough, the glue fixed it. When you coat it with glue, it's, man, it got set. I really made sure I saturated it real good here on the corners. And just picked it up, pretty much solidified everything. I tried lifting it up, sanding it some more. And looks pretty good. It's still there, though. I could still see it. So we'll see what the glue does. Yeah, right there, I think. Yeah. There's still a little chunk, but that can't be dealt with now. It's too small and too glued up. There's another problem on the edge, but no big deal. That's just the wood. On this end, it was a, I don't know, whoever saw it, it tore it up a little bit. Little tiny tear-ups. So I filled some of them that were really big. Sanded it down and just a touch, and gluing over, I think we'll fix that too. On the other side, there's, it's okay. There's nothing there to deal with. Okay. I guess that's it. Oh yeah, I found hair from the brush bristles embedded in the glue. And I have this old broken palette knife, and it still had like a shape to it, kind of a stiff shape. You wouldn't want to use, well, I guess you could use a palette knife of some sort, but I wouldn't. Well, what I ended up doing was just sharpening it down to like a razor sharp edge. And I used it to, like when I'm painting, sometimes there chunks will appear, you know, and I don't really care for chunks in certain places. It doesn't seem to work well with a painting. So, but then I'll miss it and then it'll dry. And then, I think it's this paint might even shrink up a little too. The chunk stands out. So I'll use it to shave it off if the chunk bothers me that much where I have to take it off. And repaint the area again. Anyway, that tool that I made is from the old broken palette knife. I used that to scrape the hair bristle off the glue, and it seemed to shave it down pretty good without touching the surrounding area. So it's sharp, and it's sharp enough. Okay, so. That's where I'm at with that. I was going to start gluing them up again this morning, but since I woke up so late and I got stuff to do today, it's a water day out in the garden, so that takes it there. Then on a walk, then I got to go on my walk, and on my walk, after my walk, I got to do my lightweight training. It's Friday. Okay. I hope everybody's doing okay in the world.